B104.3, good morning. This is Morning Go, and it is just about time for us to do our thing with Coffee with Kane, and it's fueled by scooters.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum! Scooters!
We have Judy Greer on the way, and I'm just waiting on that phone call from her. But I did want to tell you while we're waiting about some of the projects that she has going on. I know that she recently had a movie with Emma Thompson, and it's called Dead of Winter. It's a thriller, and you can actually stream that now.
Most of the time, I'm a supporting cast member. I'm someone's wife. I'm someone's mom. It's not often that I get a role where the character herself has a description.
Are you trying to piss me off? Whose is it?
I don't know.
But truly, like, getting sent a script to play any role in a movie starring Emma Thompson, I would have done it.
Then on the TV side, Judy can currently be seen in the Apple TV series Stick, and she stars as Owen Wilson's ex-wife in that. We'll ask her about that when we chat with her. And she's also in the I think she has a recurring role, is what it's classified as, in the second season of the Apple TV Plus series, The Last Thing He Told Me, along with her 13 going on 30 star, Jennifer Garner.
Notre Dame. Bit of a cliche, no? It's gonna hire a boat, but they're all booked. Let's walk.
So we'll be chatting with Judy Greer about the movie Mabel as soon as she calls in. Oh, here we go. B104, this is Audra.
All right, so hey, Audra, just wanted to get
another woman. Yay, Audra.
Good morning. I'm so excited.
Hi, I was excited because I was like, I had so many interviews and you're only my second woman.
Oh, listen, that is one of the greatest compliments that I, having been in this industry for a very long time, could ever get. And I got the same compliment from Carol Alt not too long ago. And I was like,
oh my God.
I know, right? I was like, yeah. I may cry.
Aww.
Listen, huge fan. I got a fangirl out over you because you are one of my favorite actresses. And I know that my listeners here at B104 are probably big fans of yours as well, because you take a character from the page to what feels like real life. Do you hear that a lot?
Oh, not in that beautiful poetic way. But thank you. I mean, I think there's something about me that is relatable. And so, I mean, I hope. And so it does. I try to find a way to connect the character to myself. And not as much always about like turning myself into someone else, but like, how do I put this person inside of me? If that makes any sense at all.
It does.
It's dorky to talk about art, but okay, good. But yeah, I want people to feel like they know the people I'm playing, the characters I'm playing. I want people to feel like they might know that person.
Well, you're succeeding. You're succeeding because I think
thank
that,
you. Oh, good.
You're welcome. I think that's what you do. I think that you epitomize someone on the screen that we have encountered in our own lives, whether it's Mrs. G from Mabel or Tom Tom from 13 Going on 30. You kind of become that person for us, not necessarily for you, but for us. And so it's really great to hear you say that you try to make them relatable. Very excited to talk to you because I watched this movie yesterday, Mabel, and you were sublimely, I actually talked to my daughter about it, who's 29, but I said you were kind of distant. Your character would not let the star Callie in, and that was what was like kept us craving more of what was happening. Although I'm not going to give away the end, but you you're welcome.
Yeah, I like that Mrs. G, no spoilers, Audra. I like that Mrs. G wasn't on the page like sort of a cliche teacher who's like, oh, come here, you poor thing. Like, she treated Callie like an equal. She treated her like a human being. And I always liked that when I was around adults who treated me that way when I was younger.
Yeah. You brought some real life to that character. That was awesome. When was the last time that you worked with kids?
I mean, I work with kids a lot, but to that extent, I mean, we had some kids on, I can't even remember what am I even in? I'm trying to think, like, season one of Stick, we had some kids, but not like, yeah, this was like a lot more work with a child. Like, all my scenes were with her. But I loved her so much and I loved acting with her. She was so, I hate this word, but she was so chill. She was just very disciplined as a person.
Lexi.
She is a lot like Callie, actually.
Yeah. Lexi Perkel is her name. Is that right?
Yeah. And she just was so, easy to be with. Like, I didn't find myself wanting to away from her when
escape.
We weren't acting. Like, listen. I always like was happy to be nearby.
Yeah, I get it. I've been a substitute teacher. I totally understand. So,
oh my gosh, so you really know? Yeah,
it was a very long time ago. I don't do that anymore. But I started going through your IMDb, and I was like, Oh, I forgot about that. Through the course of interviews and promoting films and like that, has anyone ever brought up to you a role that you'd forgotten that you loved?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, someone this morning actually brought up a movie called Good Boy that I was in that was on Hulu. It was a movie for television that I made with Blumhouse. It was about kind of a horror film. And it's not that I forget about the things I've done. It's just that, like, sometimes people take me by surprise, you know, because people connect to different things all the time. And I'm never quite sure what it's going to be when someone's like, I love you in. And I'm like, here we go. What's it gonna be? And yeah, someone this morning mentioned this movie called Good Boy, which was really cute. And I loved it. And I didn't forget about it, like I said, but I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to have a reminder. And I think kind of going back and revisiting some of those roles is probably pretty rewarding. You've got some really exciting things coming up. The Long Walk is out on Prime Video.
The Long Walk. Yeah, that's something. But yeah, that came out maybe a year ago, but you can definitely watch that also, I think, on demand.
You're in a thriller? Are you in a thriller that's coming out later this summer with Emma Thompson?
That is also out already on HBO Max. You can stream that, called Dead of Winter.
I'm sorry. I got my information.
No worries.
It's a little older. I apologize.
Don't worry. We'll talk to your producer about it later.
Would that I had one of those, Judy. I know that Stick is on Apple TV and you play Owen Wilson's ex. How much are you enjoying that role of playing the ex-wife?
Well, I like this particular ex-wife. She is tough and she is smart, but she really has a love for her ex-husband, Owen Wilson. And I really enjoy their relationship. I think you can see that these two people really care for each other and they have allowed their love for each other to evolve in a really grown-up way. And I love working with Owen. He's amazing. We have a really good connection and good chemistry. And I think that, like, we all sort of fall for his character on this show. We really want him to succeed. And my character, Amber Lynn, wants him to succeed. And so it's really fun to be a part of rooting for Owen Wilson. Who doesn't love Owen Wilson?
I know. Well, we love you, Judy Greer. It's a pleasure to get to talk
Thank
to you.
You.
Big time fan, long time lover of course, 13 going on 30. And if it comes on, I watch it. Yeah. I watch it every time. So
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on Mabel, and look forward to seeing you in everything you're doing, because you're in everything everywhere. Judy Greer, we appreciate you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, Judy Greer, she is not a mean girl like Tom. She's really super sweet. So I'm glad that we got a chance to talk with her this morning. And I hope that you will check out the movie Mabel. It's streaming on Amazon Prime, and it is really worth a watch. And if you've got young kids in your home, it is perfectly suitable for them. And it's kind of a coming of age story. So again, check out Mabel on Amazon Prime with Judy Greer as Mrs. G. And I will get this entire conversation up on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify for you to listen to at b104fm.com/Audra. And it's brought to you by Scooters in Farmington.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum! Scooters!